The Lassies.
A Beautiful Woman.
Right.
And then the songs.
The songs. But none of those songs were their own, were they?
Either were. They were all wrote themselves except the Chain Reaction. That was Diana Ross's one.
I don't think they wrote any of them themselves. I think the only ones that weren't covers, and my knowledge of Steps is zero, because I'll be frank with you, they make me want to puke. But I think the only songs that they didn't cover were written by Pete Waterman, weren't they?
Yep.
Or somebody like that. I mean, it's just a stupid cover band. They should be, the first act on at Butlins, not topping the charts with people like you go out and buy their records. What in God's name possessed you to go out and buy Steps records?
I don't know. I like them. I seen them on the telly 5 years ago. That's how I started liking them.
Right.
And then I just started buying off CDs.
How old are you?
14.
You have to excuse me. I didn't realise that you were 14. I guess I should have asked. That should have been my first question. That's okay. It's a healthy thing to like, I suppose. They're good, clean living people, perhaps. And, it's exactly that kind of age that you get attached to, singers and the like.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have their posters on the wall?
Yep, hundreds.
Hundreds?
My ceiling's even covered. And I have a lampshade and bed covers.
Yeah. Anything else? I bet you have, pillowcases. And
yep.
Pens.
A clock.
A clock, a Steps clock.
Yep. That was quite cheap. That was only £4 or something.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling.
You feel too much. That's your problem. So, is there anything?
Did your show play music?
Did it play music?
Yep.
Well,
pop music. Music.
So, what would it? What would it be that you would want to hear? Any band in particular?
Everybody. Because people are phoning up and saying that your show's boring.
Person.
Well, person.
A person that's been listening to it for 2.5 hours, pretending she doesn't like it.
I bet because you haven't got competitions and songs on.
And Steps.
Steps.
Mm. Hey, shouldn't you be in bed now? 14? Yes, okay, I think we've got to the bottom of this now. I think more discipline needs to be, dealt with in that household. Here's the call in Stirling, speaking as a child psychologist. Yes, Marion.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Marion.
I'm just thinking I better wait my son up because he'll have a nervous breakdown.
Why is that?
Your mother's on.
Oh, right.
Don't believe I'm doing it. Your mother's on the radio.
How old is your son?
Poor soul, he's nearly 16.
He's going to be so embarrassed.
He's going to be so embarrassed that I don't think he'll believe it until he hears it.
At that age, anything that you do...
It's awful, isn't it?
It will be embarrassing to him.
He's quite used to his mother embarrassing him.
Do you ever take him to... do you ever show up at the school?
Oh, no, I don't do that. I just believe me. I've just switched on the radio and moving. Oh, he went off now.
Yeah, he has to turn the radio, or go listen to it in another room or something.
I'll go in the other room and let him.
It's going to screw up our output.
He has to turn the radio, or go listen to it.
By the way, he cannot believe it.
Hey, tell him to turn the radio down, or I'm going to have to dump you.
Right, sorry. Oh, I have to turn it off.
Off?
I thought you said I have to turn the radio off.
Yeah, turn the radio off.
Oh, you can't.
No, you can't.
I'm getting a bit confused here. Can you hear the radio?
Just make sure it's off. That's all I ask.
All right, okay.
Okay.
Oh, William.
Now, it's on again. Wait a minute, let's get this sorted out, because there's no point in going forward, and because it's totally... I can hear what happened on this station 10 seconds ago. Well, I know he's 16, but, give him a slap.
Oh, well, that's a shame. He's really embarrassed. Anyway, I'm really embarrassed. I'm actually doing this because I didn't think I would get through. Because I usually try to get on to the quiz show in the morning, I don't get on.
Oh, well, that's why they're giving stuff away, you see. They ain't giving nothing away on this show. And so,
I'm not wanting to give anything
there
away.
There are lines
I'm
free.
I've been intrigued by all this hype, you see, for weeks. I've been wondering what this has been leading up to. This is it. This real radio. And anyway, I'm now quite pleased that I found out it's the Guardian that's going to be... I was wondering what time Scotty FM, you see?
Uh-huh.
But as long as Robin Galloway is still on the morning, that will be fine.
It's going to be Robin and Marie Claire.
Yes, because I must admit I'm a fan of Robin.
Yeah, she has a great magazine, by the way.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Magazine?
Uh-huh, you get all your sex tips in that magazine.
Marie Claire?
Uh-huh.
No, that's... goodness sake. She writes in Marie Claire's name.
Anyway, so what is the most embarrassing thing that you think that you've done, that you've inflicted upon your son? Like, do you show up at his school? I mean, do you take him to school?
No, I'm not that type of thing.
Okay, right.
No, I'm not that bad. I don't want to embarrass the poor boy too badly.
So, you know what?
I don't suppose any of his teenage friends, with respect, will be listening to your radio station tonight. So I don't think I have to be too concerned, you know.
Right.
I don't believe I'm actually doing this as I'm taking my makeup off, you know.
The makeup, so you've been out tonight?
No, I haven't actually.
You put makeup on to stay in?
No, I was out earlier on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So you've been out.
I had to put on a bit.
Okay, so why did you put on, why did you get all painted up?
I didn't. Just one puts a little bit on as they go out in the morning, you know. And when they go shopping and things, and, you know, when they keep themselves fresh, you know.
I feel like playing that song, Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town, by...
No, I don't think you should play that.
By what's-his-name? You've played
because
it
up? I might give you a row like that room that was on earlier, which I thought was quite hysterical.
So what was it that you initially called in about?
Well, it's just... I didn't initially call it about anything.
Oh, brilliant.
I called it a
another
pure
one of
curiosity
these.
Because I was sitting on the bed and I always put the radio station on just as I go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry. I better not say that. Well, this is embarrassing. I don't believe I'm on the air. Imagine if everybody knows me. And I usually switch it on just for 5 minutes as I take makeup off in the other room. Because I'm very lucky. See, when you live in a big house, you've got your own dressing room. So there you are.
Well, you really are painting a vivid picture for us.
There you are. It is. And I was just saying to the chap, I'm just we wanted to be a radio presenter.
Oh, my
years.
God,
see,
no.
Now I'm getting too old.
Not another one of these.
Bad yet, you know.
You have to concentrate your mind, and because not everyone can be as loose as me. You have to, think about what you're saying before you say it, and say it in as brief a time as possible. Don't ramble on the air like, don't take me as an example of what it takes to get on the radio. Don't do as I do as I say. Let's take one in the Bridge of Allen. Jill.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. I phoned up to cheer you up a bit because you've been taking some amount of abuse tonight about what football team would you support if wherever you are, right? A lot of rubbish.
Yeah.
But I've come on to tell you the most fantastic joke ever.
Oh, no. Well, we don't do jokes. And
it's a good one.
There's
a really good
reason why I don't do
jokes. It's not rude.
No, but there's a better reason why I don't do jokes.
Why?
It's because you're not a trained comedian, and you're like that bloke who tried to tell a joke before. You are going to screw it up.
How do you know I'm not a trained comedian?
What's your name?
Jill.
Jill.
Orr. O-double-R.
Jill Orr.
Yeah.
Well, it's a comedian's name.
It is.
But it's no comedian I've ever heard of.
Oh, no, well, let me just tell you this joke.
Oh, blimey, that's going to be a whole series of people now who just want to tell jokes.
No, listen, honestly, you will love it.
Are you funny?
I am.
Because, you know, it's not necessarily the material, it's the way that you deliver it. It's like Frankie Howard or Benny Hill or, any of the greats could come on stage and get a laugh without saying anything.
I know, but I am very funny.
I'll be honest with you, not so far. Can you turn it on and off like a tap?
No, well, I'm going to go ahead with this joke.
Is it a long one?
No, it's not. It's really, really quick.
It's a very short, clean joke.
Yes.
All right, for you and only you, opportunity knocks.
Oh, you're a sweetheart. Okay, what do you call an Italian man with a rubber toe?
Oh, no, I don't even know your... I'm not even going to let you say it. Do you not understand how old that joke is?
Well, what is the punchline then?
Oh, Roberto.
So you said it all wrong. You're not a trained comedian.
Oh,
you have delivered that correctly.
Painful.
You should have delivered that correctly.
In what way was that incorrect?
you said Roberto, whenever it should have been Roberto.
Oh, yeah, much funnier. You're right.
Well, listen, before I go, and before you cut me off like you've cut off everybody else,
yeah,
can I just wish Craig in Edinburgh another happy birthday?
I think you just did. It's another birthday. Beautiful. Let's take one in Linlithgow. Hello, Colin.
Hey, Nick. And the reason I called is because of that woman earlier talking about she was upset about steps breaking up.
I don't think that was a woman. I think it was a bloke, wasn't it?
How distressing.
I'm not sure. Was that through the glass? David, was that the bloke, or he's got no idea?
Oh, well. Well, anyway, I'm also quite upset, but for a different reason. There are, 4 or 5 people in steps. And now that we're breaking up, they'll all be pursuing the solo careers.
No, they won't. They'll die. They've, as a combination of 5 individuals, they've got the talent of one person. There's no way that any of those anonymous people are going to go on and become successful. I don't believe it.
Then they'll be reduced to presenting travel shows and so on, which will have to be special.
Well, that's perfect. Stick them on ITV somewhere that no one can watch them. You know, you see more talent on... I'm slightly embarrassed, I'm about to say this, but you know that show, blimey, what's it called? Pop Stars? Pop Idol? Yeah. That's the first program of its type I've ever watched. You know, all of these... Because the TV goes in cycles. First of all, it was the makeover shows. We'll do your garden, and we'll do your house, and then, you know, and there was, like, every show on at one point, like about a year or so ago, was a makeover of your garden or your house. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. On ITV and BBC One, that was the only damn thing they showed. And then it was all cookery shows. Every minute of the day, some twit was doing cookery. Now, it's... audition shows, and by far the most exciting of those cheap formats.
Well, let's not carry it away.
Well, it is. It just did. Would you rather see somebody standing up there belting it out, making a complete arse of themselves, or some bloke in a t-shirt digging someone's garden? I know which I'd rather watch. But this Pop Stars thing, Pop Idol, whatever it's called, there's more talent on... In the people that they rejected than exist in steps. I mean, can anybody in this country tell me even the names of 3 of them? Can you? No, of course you can't.
No idea.
They're totally anonymous. It's ridiculous that they're so successful. I think it's deeply upsetting that they're so successful. Oh. It makes me concerned for the health of the nation. I mean, it does. I do get quite emotional about it. Why are the people buying that crap? Can you give me any idea?
Because 10-year-olds have too much pocket money.
That's exactly right. That's probably exactly right. 10-year-olds have got too much money and too much time on their hands.
They're not making enough mobile phone calls.
Well, all their mobile phones, according to the news, are being stolen. And the policeman and the nice policeman who was interviewed said, "Well, you don't want to flash your mobile phone about, kids, because otherwise it'll get nicked." But that's the whole point. That's why they buy them, so they can flash them about and send text messages to the person who's standing next to them. I mean, that's the whole reason for having them, so they can show them to each other. I mean, it used to be a different game of "I'll show you mine if you," you know. We've all played it. Now they do it with phones. Pathetic. I give up on the kids today. I really do.
Another thing, in closing. Yep. I was deeply displeased with your review of Lord of the Rings.
Of Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Well, my review. Well, my review was 2 words long, I think.
Yeah.
It's crap.
Yeah. Not acceptable.
Not acceptable?
Yes. I think it was a very good film.
No, it wasn't. It was... there was a very good film in it trying to get out. But the very good film in it was an hour and a half long. 3 hours was just too long. The problem with making The Lord of the Rings... And I haven't read the book, because have you seen how thick it is?
Yeah.
Forget it. Is that they had to be faithful to the book. They couldn't just make the movie to be like a Harrison Ford kind of Indiana Jones kind of romp. They couldn't just lay on the special effects and it be fighting one monster after another. That would have been good, because the special effects were great, weren't they?
They said that in Tomb Raider, didn't they?
Say it again?
Well, they did that with Tomb Raider, just special effects, one monster after another.
Right, I didn't see it. I don't know. But, some special effects movies bomb and some don't. But basically, it was a really good story, but it just too much. They had an hour and a half of folderol around the exciting stuff that would have got people, gripped. Are you telling me that halfway through that movie, your bum hadn't completely gone to sleep and you were wishing it was over?
No, I was interested and amused. It would have been sort of far too cheap and tacky if it just been another special effects film. We've got them coming out the woodwork. We've got new John Woo ones, Matrix, another Matrix, and Chow Yun Fat coming out the walls and so on. It needs to be something other than just another film of the last few years. It needs to be something special.
Yeah, well, I suppose it was that. It was just too... Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm just too... maybe I'm just being difficult. But I thought it was boring. Often. Exciting, often, but too many boring bits. You just wanted to get on with it.
I will agree to
disagree. I wonder how well it's doing, actually, because I bought a couple of things in a well-known news agent's on Socky Hall Street today, and they gave me a free ticket to go and see that film. I thought people were queuing around the block to see that movie.
It's made $160 million so far.
I think it cost more than that to make, didn't it?
Only 280,
yeah,
I think.
A snip.
But that's... If it's 160 for one film in for the first film in 3 weeks, it's not going to have any trouble making the rest up.
Yeah, well, I'm not, I'm not concerned for their financial well-being.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing.
I think they'll do all right, yes. And another thing.
No, about film. The DVD that's being released for Lord of the Rings in a while... is going to have 40 minutes of extra footage.
Oh, my God, that is a good reason to kill yourself now. 40 minutes of extra footage on a film that's already an hour and a half too long. Perfect. 0845 100 2101. This is Real Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. Let's take one in Linlithgow. Jimmy.
Hello.
Jimmy.
Hello.
Yes, hi, Jimmy.
Oh, come on, as you said, Linlithgow is not Fairland, so... Can you hear
it, it's just changed on my screen. Now you're in Dunfermline.
Oh, just that was a quick trip, that. I'll tell you what, I'm phoning up about racism.
Oh, blimey, here we go. This sounds serious. Racism.
Oh, it's very serious, right? Because people get the wrong perception about people when they speak about racism. For instance, if I was to call a person a Paki, right? Everybody's up in arms because I call that person a Paki. But nobody bothers when they say it about the French, they call them frogs, they call the Germans krauts.
Well, no, I think you picked the wrong, you had half of a right argument, but then you got, waylaid, because people do get offended at frogs and krauts and so on, because they're terms of abuse. I understand that the word Paki, which is, of course, short for Pakistani, has been used as a term of abuse, but then so has the Union Jack been used as a symbol of the rabid right wing. But that doesn't make it theirs. What I've always thought was kind of weird is that if you call someone a Brit, which is short for British, there's in no way offensive. Or an Aussie, which is short for Australian, there's nothing offensive about it. So it's just a shortening of the word, a nickname, if you like. But it's just that people, because it has been used in a particular way, it has connotations. But it's one of those words that perhaps that you should take back. Am I making any sense now? And I don't want to get any more calls on racism. Please. Let's go for Glasgow again. Hello, Susanna.
Hi.
Susanna.
Is that me? Hi.
Yeah, it sounds like you.
Yeah, it is. Please meet you. Hi. I'm not going to ramble too much like it was on earlier, though I appreciate you. She was really cool. But, hi.
Susanna, yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
Where are you speaking from?
I'm in a pantry.
A pantry?
Yes, a pantry. We can make all sorts, such as toast and other delights like that, that students like.
It sounds like an enormous room. Oh, you're in a student accommodation that has a pantry?
Yeah.
What do you mean by pantry?
Well, it's got kind of cubby holes and a couple of chairs and a microwave and a toaster.
Right, so it's a kitchen?
No, but really, it's called a pantry.
Because what my idea of a pantry is a walk-in cupboard.
No,
a walk-in cupboard in a kitchen.
Come on, no. My pantry, and it's quite good because you can sing in that and it's really loud and it's kind of echoes. It's really good.
You could cut a record. Elvis could have cut a record in there.
I should be on Big Brother, I really should. I'm kind of good. But,
anyway.
Anyway, yeah. I thought that girl, Jill, was a cracking joke and I think she delivered it excellently.
Oh, Roberto. Yeah. How many? That's older than I am, that
joke.
No,
I liked it. I still liked it.
Okay.
Oh, there's Kingsman. Do you want me to put on a bit of toast for you? Because I'm just putting a bit on.
A bit of toast sounds about, with a sugary cup of tea?
Sure, I'll bung one on
for you. I'll be right over. 0845 100 2101. Let's take a call in Glasgow. Hello. Rachel.
Hello.
Well, from having no women at all at the top of the show, suddenly we're swimming in them, if you don't mind me saying, if I can use that phrase.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm calling just to say I'm 32, okay? And I can name all members of Steps.
Oh, blimey. Do you understand how sad that is?
It is not sad at all.
That's what I'm saying. That's not sad. That is to be congratulated.
The only sad thing, I think, is you.
Right. So what are their names?
There's Faye, Lisa, H, Lee and Claire.
H. H. Well, who calls themselves H? I mean, for crying out loud. I mean, you get these DJs that don't have a second name. Like, I don't know. Like, if I came on and called myself Nikki A, you'd think I was an idiot. I mean, you may already think I'm an idiot, but there would be proof in writing. Or, James T is following me at one. It's just ridiculous. But that's even worse. He's got one name and it's a letter, H. And he has all the personality of that letter. Oh, grow up, dear. Let's take one in Glasgow again. Kimberly. I mean, Rachel.
Hello?
Or whoever it might be. Kimberly. Kimberly. Kimberly's gone. David, take these people off the screen once I've done them, otherwise I shall be going and doing them again. If I can use that, if I can use the verb to do in this context. How about, it says three delete. What the hell does that mean? Get it together, boy! He's got his eyebrows raised and he's looking slightly panicky. I shall be going in there and dealing some discipline myself if he doesn't punch one of these up. Scott in, just tell me what line it is. Or I will kill you. Line two. So how are you enjoying working here, by the way, David? hello, Scott.
Oh, hi, Nick.
How you going?
Very well, thanks. How's yourself, mate?
All right, yeah.
Good to hear you back on here. Long time fan.
Oh, well, it's really nice to be back, to be frank. I haven't been on the air in ages.
Yeah, but I'm thinking back to the very, very old days of the V station as well.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful Rab hasn't phoned in.
Oh, my God. Now you're dragging up memories
that would cause the petitions against you, I think.
I'd hoped I'd forgotten.
But anyway, I just want to say, first show back, it's been a very entertaining evening, and thank you very much.
All right, thanks a lot.
No problem.
0845 102-101, another unsolicited testimonial. Let's take a call in Paisley. Hello, Kenny.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Nice to hear you on the radio. Station's not bad.
But?
What happened to a chat presenter that used to be broadcasting in Scotland?
I don't know anything about it. Like, industry conversation, we want to talk about what happened to this DJ. I don't know. Do a search on them on the internet. I'm sure you'll come up with something. Eventually. Just keep searching. Just keep, you know, who cares? Let's take one apart from the individual concerned and his or her family. Sterling, Stacey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm just wondering because I was a huge Steps fan as well.
A huge Steps fan?
Yeah.
What was their best ever recording?
You what?
What was their best thing they ever did?
The tour this year, the gold tour.
No, this, you know, like a record. What was the best record? If I went and searched out a record and play it right now, which one do you want?
Chain Reaction.
Chain Reaction, there you go, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Why the hell would anybody want to do Chain Reaction and take on Diana Ross? Like those insipid people on Steps could take on Diana Ross? What the hell were they thinking of? But that's what pop music is like, because, you know, after 10 years goes by, the current bunch of kids who are going out and buying music have never heard of any of that old stuff. And so people who haven't got an idea in their head can just go and take a song that was a hit 10 years ago and they can stick it in some Muppet's mouth and give them a few pathetically simple dance steps and, you know, make a video and there's £1 million in the bank. Ka-ching! It's easy. When you've got the right formula, it is actually easy. It's like falling off a log. It's getting the right formula, that's the problem. But, you know, once you've got the band and you've got the pictures and all that pathetic folderol that goes along with it, sitting and doing a radio show has got to be more difficult than doing that. Steps, do me a favour. Let's take one in Edinburgh. Hello, Craig.
Hi, how are you, mate?
I'm all right.
What's your name?
What's my name?
I didn't pick it up there, mate.
It's Nick.
All right, I'm just online to say that girl's yelling at you.
Yeah, when they start cracking up like that, you know, you have to rehearse. If you want to get it out, you just have to write it down. Try writing it down. 0845-102-101. This is Real Radio. I am Nick Abbott. I should have written that down.
Have your say on Real Radio's late night phone-in. Call Nick Abbott now on 0845-100-2101.
Right, 2 and some hours gone, only several minutes to go. Is that precise enough for you? Let's take one in Edinburgh. Chris.
Hi.
Hello, Chris. I was expecting a bloke. It's a woman.
It's a woman, I believe, yes.
You believe?
Well, you should be right.
Well, can I pause while you check?
No, I was just switching my radio off. Hi.
So, Chris, you sound out of breath and serious.
Not at all out of breath.
Okay, but serious.
Possibly.
All right, well, let's find out. Oh, I think she's died.
No, I haven't. I was waiting for you to speak.
No, but you called me.
Yeah, I just want to say that I've been tuned into Real Radio this morning. Good bit of the day. Really good programmes on. Really, really good. Then this evening I tuned into it.
I knew that there was a but. Like, just from the moment that you called, it was like, oh, I really don't like you. I've been listening for 3 hours and you hate me, right?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I knew you were going to.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, right, well, okay, well, let's find out. What were you going to say?
They say judge the behaviour, not the person. I listened to you in the car, and when I came into the house, the radio was on because I'd left it on, and I heard it again.
Yeah.
And it's just like, all I'm hearing is your own personal gripes, and you cut people off.
You were listening in the car, now you're listening in the house, and you're so involved that you're calling the show. Yeah, you really hate me. Yeah. Oh, like, it's always get this, but just whiners. Well, turn it off, dear. How simple is that? There is an off button, like the one I just used on you. Let's take Falkirk. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Nick. I phoned to see you've been in Glasgow. I wondered if you've been out in Glasgow yet, in drinking, so to speak.
No, I've only been here a couple of days. I've been out of the shops buying everything that you need to move into a new flat, which is all of my arms obviously dropping off.
But the thing is, all the things in Glasgow, you can buy in every other shop anywhere in the rest of the UK.
You go into a new flat and there's nothing in there. There's no washing up liquid, there's no, there's nothing there at all. It's just completely bare. And you need milk and bread and everything. So I've been doing that. Because otherwise,
can you hire a Filipino child or something to look after your flat?
A Filipino maid. Well, you send me one and I'll use one, all right?
Like as in Inspector Clouseau. He's got that little guy.
He was a Filipino maid.
Well, I don't know.
Blimey, that's, I didn't have that picture in mind, but I'll check on that.
No, but the thing is, you need to go out and sample the delights of Glasgow.
Oh, I fully intend to. I got like Friday and Saturday off. I can't wait.
We've made all of the alcoholics for the whole of the UK in Scotland.
Is that a fact?
No. It's officially not a fact. Well, no, but think of all the great drunken alcoholics from great soaps and great films and so on. They're all Scottish.
Oh, come on. There's more to Glasgow than booze.
Well, booze, but you've got to be drunk to enjoy it, I think.
That's not true. I've been here for days and I haven't been... Well, I haven't been... Well, okay, I've been drunk in the evening twice. But I enjoyed the days, and I wasn't drunk very much at all.
But most of the people in Glasgow are drunk most of the time.
Yes, just, you know that's rubbish. Why are you coming on here and saying stuff like that?
No, well, it's partly true. You need to wander into the pubs and things. In the winter, though, people need to keep the cockles warm by
their
drinking.
What, sorry?
Their cockles warm.
Now, you understand that you're going to really be offending the nice lady that just called, who hates the show so much she's been listening to it for 3 hours, both in both in the car and at home, and still listening now, I bet.
I'm sure she's probably got a tape. She'll be tuning into the website, listening to your show for 2 months.
Taping it. just to reinforce how much she hates it, yeah.
She'll be sending it to the radio authority to complain.
Oh, God, here we go.
So, Nick, one thing, you've been buying a certain newspaper for years and years and years. Is that how you managed to get a job on this owned by the same people?
No, you weren't listening at the top of the show. I got this job by sleeping with the group program director.
Oh, right. And what's his or her name?
Well, having said that, I'd be stupid to say it. But ask me how they were.
Do you want me to? Or
yeah,
you...
go ahead.
How were they then?
Well, yeah, I've had better. 0845-102-101. Let's speed through these because there's now too many to take. Erin, Falkirk.
Hello there, Nick.
Hello, Erin.
It's time off here to my
video. Oh, you're cracking up here. Hey, Erin, I'd love to talk to you, but you're going to have to buy a new phone. Here's one in Lone Heap. Rena.
Hi.
Hello, Rena.
Hi. I'm just, this is very, very interesting.
You're what, sorry?
I'm listening to everybody. I'm saying it's very, very interesting.
Right. Okay, thanks, Rena.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Here's Sterling. Hello, Diane.
Hi there.
Diane.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
Hi there.
What's up?
I just wanted to phone to say that I think you're doing really well. Like, very well indeed. I've actually been listening to your show since it started, and, like, all these Step fans, that is very sad indeed.
Nightmare.
They have no talent whatsoever.
I can't believe that a grown-up would actually call to be heard by more than one person saying that they like a band that should really only be listened to by three-year-olds. It's like kiddie music. You know, it's the sort of stuff that should come on a Fisher-Price toy. Do you know what I mean?
Correct. But anyway, all I wanted to say was I wish you all the luck with your radio station and I'll be listening to you from now on.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mum.
Thank you.
It's, it looks like it'll be our last call in Dunfermline. Hello, Colin.
Hello, Nick. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, this is the first time I've tuned in, actually. We just came in from a pub a wee while ago. And let me see, I've never heard so many boring people phoning with boring things in my life.
I know, capped by you. It's like, talk about perfect. You're the cherry on our cake. So it's going to be James Toy next, and I will be back tomorrow at 10. And that's about it, really. I can't think of anything else to say. Like Austin Powers said, I'm spent.
Good morning. This is Ian McKenzie.